Demand for butlers is booming.
My name is Nigella Hunter, and you're listening to Drive Time. Today, we'll be looking at the growing demand for butlers. Here with me to talk about this is someone who, no doubt, has a butler of her own, Claudia Hansen. Hello, Claudia.
Hello, Nigella. No, unfortunately, I haven't got a butler, but I'd definitely like to have one.
So, tell me, Claudia, is it true that this old profession is getting a new injection of life?
Precisely. Thinking about butlers usually conjures up images of the early 20th century and big aristocratic houses. In those days, butlers often ran whole houses very efficiently. Traditionally, they were very modest but also very talented.
So, why are they making a comeback now?
Well, it's all to do with the nouveau riche, the new rich. Britain's been taken over by a new class of people who have lots and lots of money, often made selling oil and in foreign business. Think of Roman Abramovich or Mohammed Al-Fayed as good examples of this. These are precisely the type of people who want to have a butler, and the thing is, they can definitely afford one.
So, how do you go about getting a butler?
Well, the profession is very structured, and if you want to employ one, just as in the old days, you have to approach the correct employment agencies. The magazine Country Life is also a good place to start. But the big problem is that there's a national shortage of butlers at the moment, and they aren't cheap. Some of the best can cost up to £100,000 a year, and sometimes far more than that.
And they do everything for you?
Well, everything within reason.
Thank you very much, Claudia. That was really interesting.